League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What do you think is the most boring, agonizing sport to watch on TV?
I used to think it was golf, but to tell you the truth, like, now that they've got that second league, all these players hate each other so much, it's actually really juicy. I hope that someday they meet up in the parking lot and fight each other, which nearly happened this past weekend.
1-800-330-9999. A lot of people wrote golf on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven. That's not my answer, because I have really gotten into watching football. Like, I like it. You know, it's been, which I never really watched it before, you know?
I mean, it's America's number one sport, but welcome to the party.
Okay. So I've been watching it with my husband, and you would think, like, that would make him happy and that he would be satisfied with that. But here's the thing. My husband played college football, but when he was in high school, he was a wrestler. The wrestlers that they put
Roman
the ear
Greco.
Things. Yeah, the Roman Greco, the wrestlers,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I always found it hilarious, but the first time I ever went to meet his mother and father, his mom put on VHS tapes of him wrestling because they were so proud that he had done so well.
I think I remember you telling me that now.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You know, and I think that this is the thing with all wrestling families, wrestling like parents and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're very big into it.
And like at the time, it was cute, and I was, and you know, he was embarrassed and all that.
His mom put on the tape,
and then like his dad was in the back, Rosalie, take it off. You know, but he never watches it on TV, but now my nephew wrestles in high school, too.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, he's gotten back into it. Now, we're watching the games this past weekend.
Sure.
And he keeps flipping back and forth between the game, which I'm into.
Yeah.
And the collegiate wrestling.
Oh, nice.
And I am like, babe.
What is happening here, right?
I can't do this. Like, if it's not our nephew in that thing, or you, and I'm giggling because you're wearing this tight little thing and you're 16 years old, like, this is the most boring thing. It's just two guys locked in a circle and just trying to push each other. I don't even know what's happening. It's terrible.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Honestly, I used to love UFC, and then the grappling became such a big part of it. I can't even watch that. These guys are bleeding. And you know what I mean? And there's money on the line for that one. So I get what you're saying. I don't want to say too much because I know that wrestling people, they're very passionate.
Oh.
I mean, there's been movies, there's been like TV shows, everything.
What do you think? All right. Maybe you love watching wrestling, you know, and not the WWE, like, you know, with the
right.
other one.
That's but, different.
Right. What do you think is the most agonizing, boring sport to watch on TV? 1-800-330-9999. Adam.
Okay. It's a newer sport, but I got to say CrossFit. I mean, what's the point? Like, you're good at weightlifting. Cool. Like, I can see professional weightlifters do that. Like, you run around in mud. Cool. Like, what is that really considered a sport?
I have a few friends that they love CrossFit, or at least they did. They got into it super heavy for a couple of years, right? And listen, they got in great shape. They were in great shape. And I did it for a little while, and it was, you know, more entertaining than some other things that I had done. But I got to be honest, it was tough, so I ended up quitting. When you watch those competitions, like, I don't need to see you do burpees for a half hour.
I like when they have to carry the big, the cement balls.
Oh, yeah.
And they cradle it in the corner of their neck.
Yeah.
And they hold it. I see. I actually like watching it.
That's like the strongest man thing, though, right?
I'm
like,
into that. But they do that. And then where you got to throw the ball against the wall. You got to catch it. I don't know. For some reason, I like watching other people do hard things, but I don't want to do it myself anymore.
I guess.
You know how you can tell someone does CrossFit?
How?
Don't worry. They'll tell you.
Right. It's true. It's so true.
It's right.
What do you think is the most agonizing, boring sport to watch? 1-800-330-9999. What do you think is the most agonizing, boring sport to watch on TV? 1-800-330-9999. My husband's been making me watch collegiate wrestling, and it is awful. It's so awful.
You got to be careful what you say, because these wrestling people are very passionate. You are going to get some emails.
Okay, but it's not fun to watch. It's cool if your kid is one of those kids in the circle, but otherwise...
I've also never been to a wrestling match that didn't smell like BO, just to be clear.
Nancy, most agonizing sport to watch.
I expect some pushback from you, and they're really, really cute kids, but if we're really honest, T-ball with 4- and 5-year-olds is agonizing to watch.
Oh, I mean, soccer with 4 and 5 year olds. Anything with 4 and 5 year olds is tough because nobody knows what they're doing, and then half of them don't care. And, you know, I mean, that's just in general.
I like when the kids, like, they're just running around. They don't know what's going on.
Right.
It's like entertainment.
Right. It's more entertaining for the parents at that point. Like, who's going to run into each other? Look at this. Oh, wait. All of a sudden, there's, like, one good kick or one good swing. And they're like, oh, that kid's got a future.
When you'd rather be at the beach and you're sitting there on the hot field watching that, no.
Mm. Yeah. Well, there's no place that I wouldn't rather be at the beach. But thanks for the call, Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy. Hey, Lisa, most agonizing, boring sport to watch.
Curling.
You know what? Curling was on my short list, but it's made so much better with booze. It really is.
Yeah, but not if you're playing it, not if you're watching
it. No, watching it too. I mean, me and my friends, we get crazy. It's the winter time. You know, it's Winter Olympics. USA, USA, USA. We get lit. It's good.
I actually tried curling when it was the Olympics went on. I went and found a place that did it.
Yeah.
I got down with that broom. I was just scrubbing. I was scrubbing so hard.
See?
Let's go. Yeah. I got into it. But I don't want to watch it on TV. I'm with you, Lisa. Nina, what sport is agonizing to watch?
Oh my gosh, bowling. Like, there's no point. I mean, you play bowling with your friends, have some drinks. That's fun. That's great. But why on earth would I want to put it on the TV? Like, it's just...
The thing is, too, if you watch professional bowling, they're so good. They like, hardly ever miss.
Right.
Everything is a strike.
Just makes you feel bad about yourself.
The entire game is, like, strike after strike after strike. And they don't get... I mean, most of them don't even get excited when they do it.
Right.
Whereas, like, you know, when you and your friends go, if one of them hits a strike, everybody cheers.
It's
everybody
so
goes nuts.
It's so exciting when somebody gets a strike.
It's the biggest thing.
But maybe, I can't even remember the last time I saw bowling on TV. Did they just stop?
I mean, they bumped it for a dart league or something right now. Cornhole pushed them out of the way right now, but I'm sure we could find it.
I also don't want to watch cornhole on TV.
No.
Like, there's no reason to do that.
Not ever.
No.
Bob, what sport is agonizing to watch?
I get that it's impressive, but weightlifting is just people picking things up and putting them down.
Mm. And they're oily.
Yeah.
That's the thing that really bothers me. I get it. You're really large, and it's something that you've dedicated your time to. You're certainly committed, right? But the two things that bother me the most is, why are you so tan, and why are you so oily?
But is there a difference between weightlifting and, like, the fitness competitions? So the fitness competitions is where they flex on stage and they're all, like, they're, like, way too spray tan.
I mean, I wouldn't call that fitness. I call it bodybuilding.
Well, bodybuilding.
Right.
Yeah.
Fitness is like jazzercise. So, I mean, I think it's the same.
You think bodybuilding and weightlifting is the same thing? Isn't weightlifting like the big guys that wear like the little leotard and then they drop it down on the floor?
What bodybuilding competition are you watching? They're the same.
Oh, I think I'm thinking about the women that just, like, they have those little tiny bikinis on and they just flex. They're just flexing.
What do you think happens in the other parts of the competition?
Oh, I thought it was just that.
No.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know it was the same sport.
It's like a pageant. They do, you know, they do a couple things.
Oh.
You know?
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm not sure about that.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.